Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump says he's cutting off trade talks between the U.S. and Canada. The president is criticizing an anti-tariff ad from the Canadian government being broadcast on the major TV networks. In a statement, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation says the ad misrepresents a radio address given by the former president. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Trump says the ad from the Ontario government shows Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs is fake. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said he is calling off trade talks with Canada because of the ad which he attributed to Canada. He also posted that tariffs are important to the national security and economy of the U.S., and based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Ontario spent $75 million to broadcast the anti-tariff ad, focusing on Republican voters. It featured former President Ronald Reagan speaking in 1987, saying in the long term, tariffs do not work. The ad has been airing on all major U.S. networks. So far, there's been no reaction from Ottawa to Trump's declaration. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown with no end in sight. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's concerned about the effects of the shutdown on airline safety, as well as flight delays and cancellations.
There is not an existing pot of money that could cover the air traffic controllers' salaries right now. And so that is why we have to get the government reopened.
Johnson was speaking at a news conference yesterday with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who says more than half of airline flight delays in the U.S. right now are the result of staffing shortages. He says that number is typically 5%. Amid the government shutdown, a facility in Oklahoma where air traffic controllers are trained is remaining open. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, funding for that training is being extended for another month.
During the last government shutdown 6 years ago, the FAA's training academy in Oklahoma City was forced to close. That had a lasting impact, adding to the shortage of air traffic controllers. This time, the FAA made sure to keep the academy open, with funding extended through at least the end of November. That's according to Nick Daniels, the president of the union that represents air traffic controllers. He says air traffic control trainees are still getting paid for now.
The very difficult part is the second that they graduate, they then graduate to not receiving a paycheck.
Those trainees are joining more than 13,000 controllers who are required to work without pay until the shutdown ends. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Alaska Airlines says it's working to get its flight schedules back on track after yesterday's technical outage prompted a nationwide ground stop. In a statement, the airline says it resumed operations early this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. The Trump administration says it's moving ahead with three projects on federal land in Alaska. They involve energy and roads. As Liz Ruskin reports, the Biden administration had blocked all three.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is opening the entire coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas leasing. But oil companies might not bid. Prior lease sales brought no development. Burgum also took steps to advance two roads in roadless areas. The Ambler Road is intended to spur mining in northwest Alaska. Tribal members fear it will end their ability to live off the land. The other road would link the isolated community of King Cove to an all-weather airport. But it would cross a refuge important to bird migrations. Environmental groups say the fight isn't over. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Game one of Major League Baseball's World Series is tonight in Toronto between the Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. LA is looking to win its second consecutive World Series trophy after sweeping the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Championship Series. Toronto is seeking its first World Series title in more than 30 years. The Blue Jays won the American League Championship Series in 7 games over the Seattle Mariners. Wall Street is coming off a day of gains. The Dow added 144 points yesterday to close at 46,734. The S&P gained 39, and the NASDAQ added 201 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.